fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th of March. The Prepper Tip of the Day, it's a book. I recommend that several times a year, every few months. Here it is, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. A book that can, if you allow it to, change your life in very, very positive ways. With Patient Wayne Greenham, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a bona fide expert on the International Commons Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. He writes at least one article a week, sometimes 2 articles a week. The current article published only 4 days ago, here's the title of it, Grand Strategy, Part 1. Grand Strategy, Part 1. And, of course, Jeff's books are available at Amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, as I've been saying, and you agree with me, many conservatives, patriots, Republicans, they kind of generically blame the problems of this nation on Democrats, when, in fact, the real source of the problems are communists pretending to be Democrats, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, communists pretending to be Republicans.
Well, that also, yep, I can't leave them out. You're absolutely right. Yep, we call them rhinos, and you're absolutely right. That's an unfortunate reality, and that reality kind of smacked us in the face really hard on November the 3rd and subsequently, didn't it?
Well, it's a curious mystery. Anybody can pretend to be anything, but what they really are, well, who knows?
I know. Jeff, we got our first caller already. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, John. Jeff, here is my thought for the day. A bill is in process right now. It's, in fact, an executive order by Joe Biden called H.R. 1, and it just passed the House. And this is scary. This will make mail-in ballot voting legal across the whole country. And if this thing really gets legs, it's the end of our country as we know it. We become a communist country. Now, if that should happen with this executive order, what kind of recourse are we going to have as the American people? I see four options, and all four options really stink. And this has happened in communist countries throughout history. First, we as Americans can pack up our bags and leave the country, become expats, or run for the hills, uprooting everything we have and just leaving. Number two, we could not submit to the communist regime and be put into jail, or worse, like in communist countries. Number three, we could submit to it, which I'm not going to do. Or number four, which happened in Chile, which is have a general stage a counter coup, which is what Augusto Pinochet did, and that didn't turn out well. So all four options stink. Do you guys have a fifth option? Because I want to hear the options. Thank you very much, guys, and do have a good one.
Okay, thank you for your call, Jeff. Well, sir, what follow-up do you have, Jeff, on Jeff's comments?
Well, I hope it's not going to pass the Senate. We have a real problem if they loosen up. They want to loosen up the voting system so they can basically play funny in every election. And it's the intention of the Democratic Party. It's foul. I think the people in the country, you know, I hope that they're going to use. We still have constitutional means. I hope the Constitution still exists. I hope the Supreme Court's going to step in and do something. I mean, I don't know. This whole pandemic thing is sort of made the country crazy. They've used fear to try to control people.
Well, as I've been saying for a number of months, Jeff, the combination of ignorance and fear is an awesome sight to behold, and that's exactly what we've been seeing, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we just have to wait and hope that the country somehow gets through this.
That's right. That's right. That's what we hope. We pray for. If H.R. 1 passes, the Democrats, the communists, will win every election from here on out. That's it will be guaranteed, won't it?
It's unless the country is able to vote in such numbers against them that they even the cheating can't help them. But I don't know. I mean, we have.
Well, that happened November 3rd. President Trump got 75 to 80 million votes. Joe Biden may have got 30 million, and that's optimistic. The results were overwhelming in favor of President Trump. So the fraud they had in place, which was a lot of things, all our listeners know what all the fraud was, and we don't have to repeat it. But the fraud was successful in giving the appearance that Joe Biden won the election.
Yeah, and then all they have to do is turn it to controlling Congress by large numbers. I mean, in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez went down the same path. And Venezuela is a communist country run by Cubans, you know, under Maduro, who I understand in controversy may originally be from Colombia. So it's a very, you know, Venezuela was the most prosperous country in Latin America. In terms of with its oil wealth and everything, one of the most. And look at it now. It's
a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. When people get to the point where they're stealing zebras from the zoo to barbecue them, you know there is extreme desperation, don't you, sir?
Yeah, and of course that's what happens with communism is there become shortages of everything, including food. You know, it happened in China, it happened in Russia, it happened a great deal in Cambodia. A third of the country starved to death. And in different countries in Africa, it's still going on. So in America, yeah, you can bet. Well, Biden's already doing things to tighten the food supply. He's already done that. So, you know, get ready for higher food prices.
Absolutely. Right. Well, for the most part, the food will still be available. It would just be more expensive than people care to pay for. And the fuel costs are also going up. I was explaining this to a friend yesterday, how a lot of our economy depends on discretionary spending. That would be people going to restaurants, theaters, vacation, the entire food and beverage industry, the travel industry, is dependent on discretionary income. When that's eaten up by buying fuel, because people have no choice, they have to buy the fuel to go to work. They have no choice. The discretionary spending gets cut back or eliminated, which hurts our economy tremendously, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, well, just think about it. Before he did these measures to destroy our energy industry, in the middle of an economic problem with this pandemic, and then to destroy the food production as much as he can, he's got troops defending him in Washington as if he's expecting a reaction as he's destroying the country. Goodness knows what he's going to do to our defense capability. But
well, we already know. The Pentagon's been ordered to fabricate special uniforms so pregnant women can fly aircraft in combat, special body armor so women can engage in hand-to-hand combat while they're pregnant. And of course, they're now allowing mentally disturbed people, men who believe they're women, and women who believe they're men, to enlist in the military as well. So they're already doing their best to destroy the esprit de corps, the honor, and the integrity of the military, aren't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And this is to be expected. This is what those of us who study these people expect from them. And the country, you know, let's see if it's supine and it allows it to happen or not, or people start organizing and start opposing it, because we have to prevent these people. I mean, they've taken over all the basic institutions of the country. They control the media. You know, Fox News is really in the center. It's not in the right, not really super opposed to them. You got three hosts there that do outstanding commentary opposed. But the news is not on Fox, is not favorable to the country, and the news reporting. And of course, you look at the rest of the media, you look at the rest of television, and it's a wasteland of stupidity. I mean, we really do have an incredibly stupid bunch of people making commentary and also running the government. And they're coming out of the universities in scads. They're taught this kind of stuff in university, and it's, you know, it will destroy the country in time. It seems that we're on a slippery slope. I mean, if what Jeff from Massachusetts was saying doesn't happen now, it's going to happen in the next 20 years. You know, if we somehow get by this, it's going to happen later.
Yep, that's where it's going. If you've got a question or comment for Jeff, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I want to revisit something you said a moment ago about the communists taking over institutions. They captured the Boy Scouts of America, who are no longer the Boy Scouts of America. They're simply the Scouts because they have girls and the Boy Scouts, what used to be the Boy Scouts of America. And, of course, they also have homosexual men as Boy Scout leaders. Now, handsome young men and attractive young women going into the woods for a fun weekend. What can possibly go wrong there, Jeff?
I don't know. It sounds like an orgy, right, in the making.
Well, and when the adult in supervising these youngsters is mentally disturbed and is sexually attracted to young men, what can possibly go wrong? I don't know how the Boy Scouts of America allowed themselves to be taken over by the homosexuals and the perverts, but they did. That was one of the foundational institutions of our country. It was a badge of honor for a young man to become an Eagle Scout, and it still is. But that has certainly been tarnished by what they've done to themselves, hasn't it, sir?
Well, this is the disintegration of culture. I mean, this is the Boy Scouts are part of American culture. But by taking over institutions, they can twist them any way they want. And, you know, people, either we're helpless or we're unable to. I mean, I know that legal pressures were applied to the Boy Scouts. You know, they were being sued constantly. You know, and of course, the word boy, oh, we wouldn't want to have anybody be a boy or a man. A boy becomes a man. Oh, that would be a terrible thing. We've got to prevent that. You know, so you can kind of see it's... you know, only an enemy of the country would want to do these things to us. And of course, it is in my thesis is it is the enemies. It's the communists. They're sabotaging the country in every conceivable way imaginable, in every field of endeavor, you know, in education, in the raising of children, in sexuality, in the family life, in defense, in taxation, in environment. You can't even talk about the weather anymore because supposedly the planet's heating up and capitalism is at fault for it, right? So we got to get rid of capitalism to save the planet. It's so obvious. They're everywhere. And we allow them to bully us. They take over our law schools. They control law firms now. They sue you if you open your mouth and say something normal. So we can't even talk normal. Ow, no, you're a homophobe.
We got a couple of callers. Let's get to our first caller, Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Yes, good morning. This is regarding the illegal immigrants, the ones coming across. There has to be, common sense tells me that this is a very planned event, not only with communication down through Mexico and other places, but they're saying that they're going to be transported to families to take care of them, disperse them out. So in my opinion, there must be Americans that are agreeing to take these children on, which is part of the plan, and it was like pre-planned. Okay. And also there's bad images of older males holding on to little children, but they're not holding on to the child like a parent. They're like holding on firmly to their wrist and grabbing them. I mean, it's a bad image, but so you can imply anything on that, but I'm just saying this has to be a really planned event. I just want your opinion on that. Then I'm okay. Going to hang up right now.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Okay. Uh-huh. Your response, Jeff?
Well, a lot of the events that supposedly are spontaneous are planned. We've had caravans or groups coming to the border from further south that, have been organized. And certainly it appears that they've been organized by the left. Probably by communists, but, you know, I don't know specifically. But, of course, you know, we have a government that wants to erase its own border. I mean, this is the only country in the world that wants to get rid of its own border. Now, who on earth wants to do that? Eliminate the border of their country? I mean, what are the implications? It means that being a citizen doesn't matter. It means that anybody in the world can come here and be and do anything and without any legal constraint, and the country's welfare system can be flooded, and they can bankrupt us. They can
everything you're saying is true, Jeff, but it's one of the foundational principles of a country being a country is a clearly defined, well-marked, and defended border. In the absence of that, you don't have a country.
Yeah, isn't that the idea?
It is. Let's take our next caller. We've got, Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, good morning. You just touched on something again that you mentioned last hour. I wasn't able to get in, but it's Biden talking about flat suits and body armor for pregnant women. Right. I think that's purposely, I mean, there's no such thing. They're just trying to set Joe up by reading the teleprompter. Just all these things going to make him sound week by week more incredibly out of touch. In other words, he's senile, he's incompetent, and they're just setting him up because he's dumb enough to read it.
Well, I have to disagree with you, Lane, because I know some liberals, and my one liberal friend, I was attempting to convince him that women don't belong in combat because I held women in higher regard than men. And here's what he said. Now, this man is an attorney who has a great reputation, very successful. He says, John, you mean you hold women above men in terms of their value, their life? And that's how liberals think. They don't believe that women should be held in higher regard than men when it comes to the value of their life. You want to hold on through the break, Lane?
Yes, I got one more thing.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way, the only way, to protect your motor vehicle during an EMP attack. I'm so glad I got this for my granddaughter. Best discount you can get is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Great articles there, a new article every week, sometimes two a week. His books are available at Amazon.com. Just put Jeff Nyquist in the Amazon search box and you can find Jeff's books. Let's see, Lane, you got a follow-up question or comment, sir?
Yes, sir. This is what I was going to mention last hour, but it sounded like Deborah. It sounded like the same Deborah. I was going to give her some information, but she's still listening. She goes to Artisan Publishers in Muskogee, Oklahoma. That's A-R-T-I-S-A-N Publishers. She can find books on Israel and the true Israel, not the little postage stamp Israel, by Stephen Collins, E. Raymond Capp, and W. H. Bennett. And one by Collins is Israel's Tribes Today. E. Raymond Capp has about a dozen books, and Bennett has a book called The Story of Celto-Saxon Israel, just to name them, three of them there. But both books are out there. They're not ancient books, but they are authentic books on how these people got to where they are today. So anyway, thanks.
Okay, thank you for the call. Any follow-up on Lane's comments before we move on here, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. It's Yeah, he was referring to something in a previous call, so I can't really comment.
Okay, all right. Our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Jeff, first off, I'm sure you're aware that this Kamala Harris is actually taking calls from world leaders, not bumbling Biden, because he can't even keep a conversation. And that's a very frightening thing. What's really frightening, Jeff, is that our borders are being breached right now. And the Republicans, the white Northern Europeans, are not doing nothing actually about it. Like John said earlier, rhinos. So we got an invasion. They're going to steal the election from here on out because it is a mail ballot. What's going to happen here is first caller you had today, he said there's four options. Well, there's a couple other options. One of the other options, John, Jeff, is that we're going to have to stop women from voting. White Northern, white Europeans, who are the majority of all the other groups, are going to have to vote. That'd be the ones that vote. I don't know if that, I really don't like that scenario, but the way white women have such guilt about their white skin and how much they seem like they hate conservative viewpoints, that's one thing that may have to be addressed. Another thing that has to be addressed is this bumbling buffoon Biden is allowing a thing that's in the Constitution that's being broken. It's called sanctuary cities. Now, John and Jeff, there's been over 4,593 Americans murdered by illegal aliens. They're called angel mothers and fathers. If one more American gets hurt by an illegal alien and murdered, this government should be going into all-out revolution, because if a bunch of white people went down to any of those Central American countries to start killing their population, what do you think would happen to the whites in that country?
It wouldn't matter what color they were if they were murdering people.
Well, right. Well,
you're done, Tom.
Okay, hold
you're
on.
Done. You're done. I'm not going to tolerate this racist conversation on this radio show. It's not going to happen. Our next caller is John in Texas.
Hello?
John, you're on here. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question concerning a documentary, 2016 documentary film. It's called 13th. It is the principal guest on it, or speaker on it, is wrote a book called The New Jim Crow. It says that mass incarceration is a result of a war on drugs initiated by the Nixon administration in order to use it as a vehicle to break up and to destroy black civil rights and hippies and leftist movements. First of all, what really started? Nixon ran on a law and order platform, but what was his? First of all, what is the real premise of this movie about how we got?
I can't comment on the movie. Can you comment on the movie, Jeff?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, we can't comment on that. What next, John?
All right, what was the reason for, what has been the true cause of mass incarceration in the United States, which started under Nixon in about 1960, about in 1970, going from 320,000 incarcerated, and now there's over 2 million?
Somewhat. What's the true cause?
Yes.
Men and women committing crime. That's the true cause.
I understand, but what was causing the crime, and what was he, and was this, and why did John Ehrlichman say that it was all a ruse? That what they were doing was, in fact, a ruse to break up.
We can't comment on why John Ehrlichman said something. That's only he can answer. Anything else, John?
You know, We went to 2 million people, maxed out.
Why
over
did we?
2.3.
Men and women committed crimes. They're arrested, charged, convicted, and served time. That's why.
Yeah, but why did the crime get to be so bad at the end, though?
Desperation. Thank you for your call, John. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. The COVID-19, the vaccines, that's some of the most important things that we have to deal with. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we have dozens of articles and videos by qualified scientists and doctors to inform you, educate you about the true nature of what's going on. You need to check that out. And we're encouraging people, I'm encouraging people, to not get the mRNA gene therapy DNA-changing vaccine. You really don't want to do that. Once you educate yourself, I don't believe you will. Also, my website, if you have arthritis issues, arthritis pain issues, the Energy Cleaner will help you. We're finally getting caught up on back orders this week. It's going to take a while. So many back orders, a 300% increase in orders this past 12 months on Energy Cleaners and mattress pads. But we're getting caught up. If you want to place your order, I will take care of your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, as soon as I can. You can do that right there at my website using MasterCard, PayPal, Visa. You can also send me a check. My address is there. And please do keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. The order line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. It's an education to read his articles. It's an education to read his books. Jeff's books are available at amazon.com. Well, Jeff, what's weighing heavy on your heart that you want to let people know about this week, sir?
Well, on my website, it's been, since I did the first piece on strategy, I linked strategy to morality and, you know, grand strategy, because it's connected intimately with philosophy, because grand strategy is focused on what are the ultimate ends that your country's seeking, in how are you going to get there? And, of course, people, I think, Americans are more and more confused, thinking, well, you do whatever it takes, but the problem is, if your means are evil and your ends are good, your ends are going to be evil, because you can't use evil means to get to somewhere good. And this is the problem. That if you study communism, all the things they're doing, they try to make it sound good. We're going to go to a utopia, but they destroy liberty, and they destroy, you know, good government and economy. They introduce corruption, and you go, well, this centralization of power is going to make us all, you know, make a wonderful world where we all love and hug each other. But right. Really, it doesn't do that. It creates a police state where everybody's snitching on everybody else. And so we have to realize that we can't just run things any way we want. We have to adhere to moral principles if we want to achieve a better country. And so that the things that, if we want a good outcome, we have to have good methods. We have to have morality in what we're doing strategically. And we haven't always done that.
Well, sir, my personal belief, the personal belief of John Moore, is that it's immoral to take pregnant women and intentionally put them into combat, which is, in fact, what we're doing. That's my standard. That's my system of values, is to protect women, not to put them in harm's way intentionally. We had a caller a moment ago advocating, I think it was Tom in Florida, that women no longer have the right to vote. That ship's already left the dock. I agree with Tom that women shouldn't be voting, not for the same reasons that he stated. Women are emotional creatures. God bless them. I love women on one hand. On the other, the majority of women make decisions, including voting, based on emotional reasons as opposed to logical reasons. And at the end of World War II, you may be aware of this, Jeff, but Mayor Willie Brandt approached General Marshall when they were putting the new German constitution together for the new Germany, basically saying, if I can paraphrase, please do not give women the vote. That's how Hitler got elected. It was the women that liked Hitler, the women who gave him the votes he needed to be elected to his position. And I've seen that in conversations I've had with various women over the years. The stated reasons for voting for different presidents were purely emotional and not logical. I agree with you, Jeff. We have to have a moral foundation to do the right thing for the right reasons. Otherwise, you end up with a bad outcome, don't you, sir?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and I the chairman of the political science department at UC Irvine, when I was in graduate school, had the same opinion. He thought that Hitler's party became the biggest party because a lot of women voters voted for it. And
I don't want to, you know, World War II gets drug up a lot and how Hitler became what he became, but I'm no expert on that area of history. My limited knowledge is that the German industrialists were looking for a candidate that would industrialize Germany, especially military armaments, and they discovered Adolf Hitler as a charismatic leader with that potential to get elected and carry out their will. And, of course, that part of that appeal was his appeal to the female voters. That's who sponsored him, was the industrialists. They put the money behind the man to get him elected, not knowing that he was crazy. And by the time he invaded Russia, it was too late to figure out he was crazy and do something about it. Jeff, we got a call on hold here. We got Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. Can you hear me right?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, last week when you said pray without ceasing, it's interesting, Amish fellow here, you know, that was in his German day book, and we exchanged that. But there's an important word, importunity. It's more than opportunity. It's pressing in prayer, or in anything you're doing, to make it more than an opportunity, but especially in prayer. Keep asking, keep seeking, and be opened unto you. And what happened in the 60s was the drug war. This was a set-up thing. And they arrested people for victimless crimes, actually, so they could stock their private prisons. And they were bringing in the stuff, both cannabis and it's cannabis. It's not marijuana. That's a pedo slur, because it's been used illicitly, of course, for all different things, but other drugs. But that was the scenario for that. Now, what you were just saying about Hitler and Germany, people need to really research that, because we're told so many lies about that. And most of those lies really came to fruition during the Vietnam War. I remember that in the end of the 60s. And I was in school, and my one friend was German, and she was just fascinated by all this propaganda. And it is propaganda. Germany was usury-free for 10 years. There's a lot of details that need to be learned. And you've probably heard from John Stadtmiller, and it would behoove everyone to look at Dennis Wise's The Greatest Story Never Told.tv. And he has two more, Communism by the Backdoor.tv and About the Masons.tv, Masonic winners. But you'll see how things are connected. And with the money and the propaganda, there is a long time plan, this New World Order. And they get us by, like you were saying, morality. The sexual morality in particular, they knock the legs out of everything else. If everyone's in for a quick fix, that's another type of drug, okay? Then nothing else matters. What do families matter? What do women matter? What do children matter? You know, it's way beyond voting and every other political scheme.
Agreed.
They want to break up the families, and they have.
I have. You're right, Murr. I was in the legal system as a young man when no-fault divorce came into effect, 1973. It was like a light switch in terms of the number of divorces. They just skyrocketed, absolutely skyrocketed.
Ironically, that's about when the birth control pill came on the scene, too.
Pretty close, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty close.
See?
Yep.
See, they work from all angles to undermine us. So you have to have faith. You have to pray without ceasing. You must.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because we're spirit first.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll get some response from Jeff. Jeff has some great comments by Murr. Do you have any response, sir?
Greatest Story Never Told is really sort of pro-Hitler. You know, it's not sort of. It's telling the story of the start of World War II and what happened during the war from the point of view of Hitler.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah. So I just thought I would just, you know, keep
well,
it.
We need to throw it in the mix. And it's
the
you know.
The thing that, you know, she's mentioning this guy's sites about the, you know, that Hitler was not just anti-Jewish. He was anti-Masonic. In fact, when they took over France, they arrested and put in concentration camps or executed the leading Masons in France. So there's a kind of conspiracy theory, belief in certain conspiracy theories that Hitler had, and it's the reason why he did many of the things he did. And of course it proved fruitless for him because when he held all those Jews as hostages in the concentration camps, and he was basically saying to the Western allies, I've got these people. And he thought the Jews controlled London and New York and Washington. And he thought he could get peace. He started killing hostages. but it didn't matter. They didn't care because the Jews don't have the kind of power he thought they did. And this is where you go when you go down the road to having conspiracy theories that aren't true, is that you start to pull levers in real life that don't get pulled because your theory's not true. And, you know, if the Jews had had that kind of power, you think he could have murdered so many of them without the Western allies saying, all right, well, what kind of deal do you want to make? Well, we want to save those folks. You know, no, it didn't work that way. The people who really had control in World War II were the communists. Just like today, the communists had infiltrated a lot of the governments. They were all around FDR, and they wanted the war to go on so that the Russian armies could reach Central Europe and Stalin could get control of more and more countries. And so they didn't care about what happened to the Jews. They just wanted to get the Soviet army into Berlin.
That's right. That's right. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
I always appreciate, Jeff, your analysis of stuff. I really, really do. I want to touch on something kind of a couple of little subjects. I've heard many times the war on drugs and marijuana and those kind of drugs be called victimless crimes. And I can tell you from personal experience of people I have had to deal with over a period of years, in my opinion, they are not victimless crimes. I mean, sure, they don't hurt anyone else, but they are tearing down the moral fabric of our country, in my opinion. So in a sense, in my opinion, the drug war or the marijuana and those kind of things are making the entire country a victim. And so that's just my quick comment on that. But I had another comment that I'd really like to get your thought on, Jeff. So I want to back this up by saying some of my I've got an extremely good friend of mine who's a Native American who's probably one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life, and a good friend. So I don't want to sound racist, but I want to ask your opinion on something. Why is it that things like mathematics, science, high level educational things like that are all put under the umbrella or trying to be put under the umbrella of white racism? I'm curious. I mean, it seems like the white male is in the crosshairs of these communist globalist people. And I'd like to get your analysis of that thought.
White. Well, it's part of political correctness. When I was in graduate school, I had a colleague, and she was in a PhD program for mathematics. And she told me about her experience, that she had been a very smart, capable female mathematician as an undergraduate. And they said, look, you should be in the PhD program. And they were encouraging women to go into the PhD program. And the thing is that if you have studied female biology, the estrogen cycle, when it goes up, their math ability goes away. Basically, they lose it. And she was telling me how difficult it was. Here they had, I forget how many, 20 women maybe in the program, and she was one of the last two left. They just didn't even make it through the first year of a PhD program because the level required, they couldn't do it. They couldn't keep up with the work. And she was, they had managed to give her she went for some kind of master's degree and got out of it and was going into a different program. But it was... It was interesting when you look at the differences. Now, with different racial groups in the world, I was just talking to somebody from Australia not long ago, and he was talking about the Aborigines. And the Aborigines have a very mystical culture, right? So you have these cultural backgrounds that don't fit certain people for, you know, jumping into something that the West has been developing since Pythagoras, who, by the way, mathematics in the West started out as a kind of mysticism. So it is, there is a difference in with Northern Europeans who have to calculate the seasons when they're growing. When their growing season is so short, like in, you know, Northern Germany and Scandinavia and whatnot, you know, you have a different impetus for people. So what I would say is that the geography and culture and all of that have to do with the gradual development of abilities over time or the concentration on them.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books available at amazon.com. Let's see, Jeff, you want to continue that comment? We do have one last caller if we can get to her.
Yeah, let's take the caller.
Okay, we got Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late. I was working in the yard until somebody said they thought this thing was all planned. I decided I would tell you what I found. This is in the Forward Star Telegram, but it was a New York Times article by Nicholas K-U-L-I-L-E-S-H. That would be a good start for them. But they started talking about these ventilators they have, and they started in 2006. Yeah, really. And the last one they ended up with was a company called COVID-IEN. I've seen that other places, too. COVID-IEN, and it's from Netherlands, which I don't trust a bit because, 30, 40 years ago, 20% of the people were euthanized without any permission, and they got to where the old people would not go to the hospital at all. I'm not saying they can't change, but that's the company that ended up with it. And they had something they called, I wasn't really ready. Project Aura, A-U-R-A, Project Aura. And that, whatever all that means. And COVID-IEN was the company that ended up with it. And Medtronic, the company was. And they bought it and, they had a Philips generator they called Trilogy Evo. I kept arguing with people. That is not the, that's not the one they used to use to keep people alive in ICU. Well, yes, it was. I said, no. Anyway, this is the one that's killing everybody. And the delivery date was supposed to be mid-2020. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases revealed March 15th of 2020. So it had a long history. It took them that long to get what they wanted.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate the call. All right. Jeff, we're pretty much out of time. Your final words, sir.
Well, my final words are, well, I guess spring is here, and we have to end with the Biden administration, and we'll see what moves they make next. But
well, we will. We got to roll with the punches, don't we, sir?
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
The country is still there, we hope, and we can vindicate our rights.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, enjoy the rest of your week, and we look forward to having you back on the Tuesday morning roundtable, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All right. About to wrap it up here. Tomorrow morning, we got our Kirk with Ready Pure, Dr. Horowitz, second hour, Steve Hunt, the top of hour three. And I hope Tom Berryhill will join us. He's been on assignment out of town. We'll finish out the day tomorrow. I need to contact Dr. Lynn Wilbert to see if he'll be available Friday, and we'll move forward from there. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever good for your gun. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.